Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, got a special guest coming up here. As I told you at the top of the show, wanted to do a Bay Area deep dive, because right now in San Francisco, Warriors are champs, Giants right there on the cusp of the playoffs, and the 49ers opening camp. So my next guest is going to do just that, get us caught up on everything going on in the Bay Area. But I got another question I'm going to run by him as well, because he's a well-suited guy to give me some information that I need these days. He is the sports director of KRON-TV in San Francisco, also does NBA writing for Bleacher Report. Jason Dumas joins me here on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing tonight, Jace?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate you.
I was going to ask you how hot it is out. Is it out in the Bay Area? But you just told me, no, I'm home in Philly. So I know you know how hot it is, because I'm right across the river here in South Jersey.
Well, it's way hotter in Philly than it is in the Bay. When I left the Bay, it was like 55 degrees.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't get in the Bay. The summer is the coldest month in the Bay Area, and it stays between 50 and 80 all summer, all year long. So the warmest it'll be around September, October, it'll be around 80 in September and October. Those are the warmest months in the Bay. It's way hotter here in Philly. I'm here in Philly now. I'll be in the I'll be down the beach later this week, so
very
I'm ready
nice.
For the heat.
All right, now, so the next question's got to be, what beach?
I'm going to Delaware. We go
okay.
My family, we go down to Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Dewey's nice. Been to Dewey. Didn't know if it was going to be Jersey or Delaire. Can't go wrong either way.
See, what my mom says is, look, all of our neighbors, all of our people we go to school with go to Jersey. I want to go somewhere where I don't have to see all the people we see during our everyday lives every day, which makes a little sense.
Right. Vacay is vacay. You separate a little bit. We'll have a good time down the beach. All right. Here's my Bay Area / Philly question, and you're perfectly suited to answer it, because the Warriors did just this. They moved out of the suburbs with ample parking and the like over in Oakland, and decided they're going right into the heart of Center City with the new arena. And we've seen it. I've never been in it, but it looks state-of-the-art, as good as it can get. But it does come with all those hurdles you must get over to be dropped down in the middle of the city with transportation and parking and the like. Well, the 76ers reported earlier this week that's what their plan is. When their lease runs out with the arena they share with the Flyers, they're going to try and build their own arena and do it right in the heart of Center City, Philadelphia. Does it work in San Francisco? Have they made it work? How does it work? Or is it something that, it's great for being able to say you're going into the city, but actually getting in and out of the building and parking when you're there, royal pain in the butt. How does it work in San Francisco? And as a Philly guy, do you think it'll work in Center City in Philly?
It's a great question. So I'll tell you the quick differences. So the one in San Francisco is not exactly downtown. It's in the city. But it would be like comparatively if it was like down Delaware Avenue, like on the waterfront or something in Philly. So it's not really right downtown San Francisco. Okay. But down there, the parking is awful. Awful. There's no parking. But I don't think it would be as bad in Philly, because Philly has a way more intricate public transportation system than San Francisco. San Francisco, there's like one line, you get to the city, and there's so many suburbs who just don't have the access to that public transportation train, whereas Philly, you got all the, you got all the regional rails, you got the trolleys, you got the 100, So there's way more access in Philly than there is in San Francisco currently. So that kind of hurts San Francisco, because I'm telling you, they price gauge down there too, in San Francisco. So like, you'll drive into the city to go to Chase Center and you'll see parking lots, $60, $70, $80 just to park for event parking. So it can be bad. Arena's nice. Of course, you got the glitz and the glam, but honestly, I would say most people enjoyed the old Oracle in Oakland more than they like Chase Center in the new San Francisco.
Very interesting. We'll see if that's the same if and when this new building gets built for the Sixers. If it does, it's not going to be for 9 years, but they're at least contemplating it and reporting on it. And it's funny because you're a San Fran guy, formerly a Philly, and go, yeah, but we got better transportation in Philly. I'm a Philly guy now who's a former New Yorker and go, wait a minute, you can't call these subways in Philadelphia. It's subways in New York because they've got lines absolutely everywhere. So I guess you are where you grew up until you're not. And then you have to deal with the new transportation systems. We're talking to our buddy Jason Dumas from KRON out there in San Francisco. All right, the main reason I wanted to get you on before this whole rebuilding a arena in Center City thing happened was just talk about where the Bay Area teams are at. Warriors come up huge, win another championship, signs Kevin Durant, the original core four, getting it done for the Warriors. I know you've been out there for a couple of years now. How does this championship compare to some of the previous ones?
Yeah, I've been in the Bay 4 years now, and this was definitely the most special one. So I came right after the Warriors won their second championship with Kevin Durant. So I was there in 2019 when they went to the NBA Finals and played the Raptors and lost, when KD got hurt, when Klay Thompson got hurt. That whole year, I'll just be honest, that year sucked to cover them because it was just this weird negative energy. You knew KD was leaving. It was just that awkwardness. KD was extremely irritable with media the entire year. The players were exhausted. It was their fifth straight year making a finals run. And, I covered the finals this year. And I just covering an NBA finals is exhausting. When you start in October and you go all the way to mid-June, it's a long year. And then in the playoffs, there was no easy road trip in the playoffs, because you think the Warriors, they play on the West Coast, they might get a couple California teams in the playoffs or maybe a close. No, so they had Denver, Memphis, Dallas, Boston. None of those road trips were really easy, except maybe Denver was pretty easy. But going to Dallas, going to Memphis, going to Boston, all of those, those are brutal trips coming from the West Coast. And I made all of them. So I can't even imagine how exhausted the players were after getting through all that gauntlet of playoff series. But this one was way more special because, like you said, it was the original core four. It was Andre Iguodala, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. In the past 2 years, they had been through so much. Klay hadn't played a single second the past 2 years. Steph Curry missed one of those years with a broken hand. Draymond had one of the worst seasons of his career. Andre Iguodala is just getting up there. When they got back to the mountaintop, because no one predicted it before the season, no one was saying the Warriors are going to win another championship. And they've all said it themselves in the recent weeks since they won it. They're like, this one is special. It was just the way we did it, the way we got back to the mountaintop after being on the mountaintop. It was really special. And it was their first championship parade in San Francisco, obviously, because they're in the new building and all their other championship parades were in Oakland. So that was really fun. So, yeah, the Warriors, it was an extremely, extremely unique, fun season. It was really fun to cover. But like I said, it was exhausting. That's why I'm on vacation right now.
And enjoy vacation. Well, and the Warriors will be back to work before you know it, and they're going to try to do something they've already done, which is go back-to-back. They've got their core guys in place with their coach, but they lost a couple nice guys who contributed to their championship this year in Porter and Payton. They've got some young guys who showed out in the Summer League, but the Summer League isn't the NBA playoffs. Are Wiseman, Moody, Kuminga going to be able to pick up what the Warriors lost via free agency with a couple of key contributors going elsewhere?
Yeah, well, Otto and GP2, they're big losses. And Belly, Bielicha, they lost him too. He's not coming back to the NBA. He's staying over in his home country to play professionally over there. And, he was in the rotation the entire playoffs, including the finals. So they all played perfectly into their role, especially GP2. But look, Kuminga and Moses Moody were both lottery picks, and they both had great, great moments in their rookie year. They would have played a lot of games for other teams. Obviously, they came into a unique situation with the Warriors, where the Warriors didn't need them to, like, play a lot of minutes. But when you draft two guys in the lottery, they're going to have to show it to you eventually. So that is the way Bob Myers and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr were looking at it. They're like, look, we drafted these guys 7 and 14 for a reason. They're going to play. They're going to have to play minutes and help us win basketball games. We're not going to go over the luxury tax to sign GP2 and Otto. We love them. They did great for us. They made tremendous contributions to our championship, but we have two rookies who are lottery picks waiting in the wing. It's their time to show up. They're still on rookie deals. That's why we're in the lottery. We're taking advantage of that. Wiseman is more of a wild card, of course, because he's been dealing with injuries. So it'll be interesting to see. And then they also signed JaMychal Green, who, you know, he's had some good seasons. He's a stretch big man who can shoot the three and bang down low, which is like what the Warriors want from their big men. So I think he will be a welcome addition as well. And, you know, I think they are primed to make another run. They're going to be right in the hunt next year to win another championship. I don't know if they'll actually do it, but going into this season, they will be one of those teams that have realistic expectations at winning a ring.
How about another Philly guy? You left out a Philly guy. Dante DiVincenzo also ends up. How has he been into the Warrior mix?
I did. The pride and joy of Delaware, you know, Salesiana.
You might see him on the beach next week.
Yeah, you're right. He's going to be great for them, too. He's the Warriors type of guy. He's going to guard. He's going to hit threes, and he's not going to make anything about himself. He's a total team player. He learned that from Jay Wright at Villanova. Jay Wright, Steve Kerr, great friends, I'm sure, before they made that final call to sign DiVincenzo. I'm sure Jay Wright and Steve Kerr had a conversation because I know they're close, too. So you're right, and I apologize for that. I forgot all about Big Ragu. He's going to make a big impact in the Bay Area. He's going to be a fan favorite, too.
I would tend to agree. All right, I want to jump to your two other teams first. We've been lucky to get Jason Dumas on with us here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Giants, 3 games over .500 right now, 1 game out of a wild card spot. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're not going to win as many games as they did last year. That's not happening. There was going to be a drop-off. They had an unbelievable, just unpredictable season last year. This one was going to come back to the pack. They've come back to the pack so much that they're outside the playoffs looking in. What did they do last year that they haven't been able to do this year? I know it was probably unrealistic, but what has caused the drop-off? And is there a light at the end of the tunnel that at some point this can kick back in and they can stamp themselves a playoff team again?
Last year, all of their integral parts had career years, which is like typically an anomaly. You don't see, like, every now and then you'll see one or two players on a team have career years. 1 through 8, about 6 of their players had career years. They all put it together at the same time. And it was magical. They win 107 games. They win 107 games and have to play the Dodgers, who win 106 games in the first round. Broken system in baseball, but that's a whole different topic. But, you know, this year I knew they were going to come back down to earth. I think they'll snatch one of those wild card games teams. But, the Giants desperately need a star. They haven't replaced the star power of Buster Posey yet. They have a very mundane, average Joe lineup. Farhan Zaidi, their owner, his mantra is do more with less. And the Bay Area is a star-studded market. You know, you had Barry Bonds, you had Buster Posey, Jeff Kent, you know, with the Warriors, obviously, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, the 49ers, Steve Young, Montana, Jerry Rice, the list goes on. Right now, the Giants are just a bunch of, you know, let's go to work, put on our hard hat type of guy. There's no star power. The fan base right now is really leaning on this Giants team and putting pressure on them to go out and try to get Juan Soto. The Giants have a minor league system and prospects where they could get Juan Soto. It's not the type of move I expect Farhan Zaidi to make, but that is what the fan base is crying for right now. They want a superstar to come to San Francisco and to help them get over the hump. Because right now, like I said, just a bunch of role players who are just trying to get it done every day.
I need to ask you about the fan base and how they're looking at this upcoming football season, because we're only days away from the 49ers opening up, and they're going to have their young quarterback that they drafted high in the first round ready to take over at quarterback. But the guy who's taken them to the playoffs two of the last 3 years, including a Super Bowl appearance, including an NFC Championship appearance, still on the roster. But everybody and his brother knows that they want Trey Lance to be the starting quarterback. How uncomfortable is it going to be when camp opens up?
So I don't think it's going to be super uncomfortable, just because if Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the roster when camp opens, which he probably will be, it opens on the 26th. I'm not sure if he's actually going to show up. I think they might excuse him because they have an easy excuse, because he's still rehabbing from that shoulder injury.
Sure.
So they can easily just say, hey, Jimmy is with his team, his camp, on his own rehabbing from injury. When he gets back, like, we'll welcome him. So they're going to do something like that to just play it off. But Jimmy is the ultimate professional. He's not going to make it awkward. It's not like not T.O. in Eagles camp back in the day where he's unhappy, or so he's going to make everyone unhappy. Jimmy G is not like that. That's number one. Number two, the entire fan base is behind Trey Lance. Like, I'm actually one of them. I'm in the minority where I'm like, I don't know if I would. Jimmy's, you know, he has a lot of duds, and there's a lot of things you can point to that tell you he's not a great quarterback. But the way I look at things is, at the end of the day, he is always winning football games. It might not always be because of him, but he has the intangibles, the leadership, where people rally behind him. So I personally think there is a whole lot of pressure on Trey Lance, because outside of the quarterback position, it's a ready-made Super Bowl roster. When they're healthy, they're one of the best teams in football. Like you said, a couple years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. 2 years ago, they had so many injuries, so they didn't even make the playoffs. And then last year, they were healthy again, and look, they made the NFC Championship. They were up by 10 points late in the third quarter against the Rams. They should have won that game, if we're being honest. They should have gone to another Super Bowl. So they have a ready-made Super Bowl roster. So if Trey comes in and struggles, that's when things can get a little uncomfortable, because this is a team ready to win. Their quarterback has to be ready to win too. And at the end of the day, Trey Lance is going to be a second-year pro. How many second-year pros have gone to the Super Bowl? I think it's Ben Roethlisberger, and that's it. So there's pressure on him. So we'll see how it all plays out. I'm not so sure I would have gotten rid of Jimmy G as quickly as everyone wanted to, but the fan base, I'm telling you, they are all in on Trey Lance.
Jason, thanks much. Great stuff. That is Jason Dumas, KRON-TV in the Bay Area, giving us the skinny on everything that's going down by the Bay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.